The seats were just hot and uncomfortable. You know, sitting on leather for hours and hours in a plane. Can you just imagine the sort of gross sweat and heat that is being generated on your ass and in your crack and your testicles? Imagine big fatties. Bloody balls would explode sitting on Lufthansa on a fake leather seat. The heat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hot and uncomfortable.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1623 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 15th of April 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got voice letters, and I'm going to tell you all about the blood moon.
Big Freddy!
Hello, Manischewites.
Big Freddy, what does that mean?
Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say, Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Manischewites today.
Big Freddy, I think you made that up.
I did. Because, y'all, today is the day of the Passover. And, y'all, quite a few folks out there are enjoying a nice glass of Manischewitz.
Big Freddy, pour me one, too.
There you go. Y'all, the Weather Rat. The Weather Rat is on the TV now, and y'all, he's showing a picture of an AMC Pacer. I don't know why, but y'all, he's just batshit crazy.
Big Freddy, well, that's not, that's nothing new on the BFO.
Well, it's true. He really should be, he really should be a part of all this. And y'all, today, the 15th of April, y'all, it is tax day. Tax day in the, U.S. of A. And y'all, I thought I would give you a little history lesson of tax day here in the U.S. of A. wait a minute. I said history of Texas Day.
Fatty, that's very different.
History of Income Tax Day. Okay. Reading from the wiki, y'all, we're going to read it from the wiki. In the United States, tax day is a colloquial,
big, ready, such big words,
colloquial term for the day on which individual income tax returns are due to the federal government. The term may also be referred to as the same day for states, even where the tax return dates are different or on a different day. Since 1955, y'all, that's just a year older than Big Fatty.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Those living in the United States, tax day has typically fallen on April the 15th for those filing U.S. tax returns, but living outside the United States and in Puerto Rico, y'all, I believe that's part of Mexico, tax day has typically fallen on June the 15th due to the two-month automatic extension granted to filers by the IRS publication 54. Due to Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., which is observed on the weekday closest to April 16th, when April 15th falls on a Friday, tax returns are due on the following Monday. And when April 15th falls on a Saturday or a Sunday, tax returns are due on the following Tuesday. And y'all, a little bit of the history here. When did this happen? Federal income tax was introduced with the Revenue Act of 1861 to help pay for the Civil War and subsequently repealed, readopted, and held unconstitutional. The early taxes were based on assessments, not voluntary returns, and tax payment dates have varied by act. The filing date was March the 1st back in 1913, changed to March 15th in 1918, and again to April 15th in 1955. So, y'all, there you go. So, a little bit of history there on tax day. Big, fatty, regardless of the day it falls on, it's still a pain in the you-know-what. You are correct.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Hey, Pooh, it's Bacon. This message is for JR, the pancake bear. I just wanted to tell JR that we're, like, totally so, in sync. Like, sometimes I would take my husband, Smelly, or Yummy, or whatever y'all want to call him. I would take him to Menards, and that's what we'd do for date night, is just walk around Menards and looking at things like different size garbage cans with different lids. And then we'd go look at the doors and, like, the French doors for garages and stuff, or not garages, for, like, sliding doors in your house. I would make him knock on the door, and, like, I would open the window to talk to him and play with the blinds and open them. And if he didn't cooperate, we didn't leave the section until he cooperated. So it was like date night, fun night. We're going to play on the
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, did I mention that today is also the full moon? So, y'all, it's a batshit crazy day. So, we're going to play a couple of Miss Bacon's voice letters that she has sent in over the past week or so. Because, y'all, it appears, that's what happens when it's the full moon and everything else is batshit crazy. And, Miss Bacon, it sounds to me like you and Smelly like to go and you're not really shopping. You're basically just going and being silly at the garden store. Bee Fatty.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I was just listening to a little show today on my drive home, and I just wanted to assure everyone that each one of my messages are original. I may talk about a dipped cone on more than one show, but I don't record and send them. And the other thing that I really hate to admit is half the time me listening to them played on the show is like listening to them the first time. Yeah, like this one probably will go. I'll probably go, oh, yeah, that was around Easter when I left that. Huh, it's the 4th of July now.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, of course, Miss Bacon once again. And Miss Bacon, I hate to disappoint you, but I even got it in before Easter. Baby, you're just so timely. Oh, y'all, what is that? Oh, y'all, that's the last of the honey-baked turkey. Y'all, I got to tell you, it was really good. So I'm really pleased with my purchase of that. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Henry calling from Perfume. I'm actually at the airport, so maybe the sound is not. And I wanted to say hi before I fly to the lovely city of Hamburg. But I also have a question, so maybe this is the Ask Big Fatty question time, maybe? Think about it.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the lovely, and I do mean lovely, Hendrik. You know he lives over there in that perfume Germany. Hendrik, what's your question?
How do you feel funky spin-off version of the Big Fatty's show? Do you think a younger man burping is more attractive? Do you think the imitation of Squeaky Kitty in terms of, you know, Squeaky Mariah is then your version? Curious how Big Fatty sees the changes of life. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. And now to John.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Hendrik from over there in that perfume Germany. And, Hendrik was having some cellular telephonic device problems. But, y'all, I think I got the gist of the question. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I think he was asking, how do I view the Foul Monkey spinoff of the Big Fatty Show? And y'all, I was not aware that since Larry had joined the the new Foul Monkeys, that it was a spinoff of the Big Fatty Show. But anyway, if there was a spinoff of Big Fatty, y'all, I would be just as happy as I could be with it. Y'all, I don't think anyone could recreate this crap, though.
Big Fatty, you can say that again, right, Squeaky Kitty?
Y'all, I mentioned earlier, today is the full moon, and y'all, I was reading the newspaper on Monday morning, and y'all, it's called the blood moon, and y'all, I've never heard, you know, I'm 57 years old, I've never heard this term, the blood moon, and y'all, it's kind of an interesting article, so I thought I'd just read it to you, and you know, the number one fan of the BFO, that crazy Mexican hat M, loves it when Big Fatty just reads.
Big Fatty, that's because he ain't right.
So y'all, reading to Hat M on a full moon, is, you know, crazy Mexican, Big Fatty, it's a recipe for disaster. Y'all, it says, if the cloud should break early too, I say Tuesday morning, a blood red moon might appear. But don't be alarmed, it's just the beginning of the end. Besides, it's not likely the clouds will break. Y'all, we're expecting a heavy rain. It says, a total lunar eclipse occurs about 3 a.m. in the morning, Tuesday, with the shadow of the Earth starting to cross the moon's surface a few minutes before 2 a.m. The eclipsed moon, shaded from sunlight by the Earth's passing between it and the sun, sometimes has a ghoulish red cast and has been called a blood moon. They are considered rare, but as astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson noted on the 20, total lunar eclipses are about as rare as the Olympics. The last one occurred overhead in 2012. The next one occurs, that's where the end of the world comes in. The next total lunar eclipse visible in North America occurs in early October, followed by a partial solar eclipse in late October, followed by a partial lunar eclipse in April 2015. Now I have to go to page A6.
Big Fatty, turning the pages. That's what we love. We just love when you waste time turning the pages.
And y'all then going on. Y'all, so this is about the end of the world, you know. Are you disconcerted? You haven't heard that half of it yet? Well, the sequence of eclipses all within a single year of the Jewish religious calendar, hang with me here, it says in parentheses, follows an unusual alignment last Tuesday of the Sun, Earth, and Mars. And Monday night gets the ball rolling eclipse occurs during Mars's closest approach to Earth. That's got end timers antsy. Televangelist pastor Big Fatty, there goes the, you talk about the crazies. John Hagee is telling people to beware of an earth-shaking event between now and October 15th. It has to do with blood moons falling on Passover and Sukkot and a more obscure Jewish holiday and dire things that happened to the Jewish people in the past when they did. Every heavenly body is controlled by the unseen hand of God, which signals coming events to humanity. Hagee says on his website, there are no solar or lunar accidents. The webpage also promotes Hagee's book, so not so coincidentally, titled Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. Big Fatty, I think he's about to get richer from people buying his book. That could be. The incongruity is that four eclipses occurring in a relative Roe isn't all that apocalyptic. It happened last in 2003, 2004, and will happen again seven more times this century. According to space.com, eclipses are just like clockwork, says the College of Charleston astronomer Terry Richardson. Even the planetary alignment is just a matter of cycles. The planetary cycle just happens to be occurring in line with the eclipse cycle. So does that cloud up the future enough for you? Well, you better check in the wee morning hours to get it a clear read on it if you can. It's going to be pretty cloudy, says meteorologist Brett Simbers of the National Weather Service. Any chance of a break in the clouds? He says, not a good one. Big Fatty, not a winner. So, but I've never heard of a blood moon. So, I didn't know if any of y'all had ever heard of a blood moon. But anyway, that Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes, y'all, he says he's been trying to send Big Fatty e-letters, and y'all, they hadn't been going through. I don't understand what's going on. I sent myself an e-letter. In fact, I'm going to send myself an e-letter right now. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, I'm just going to send it to Ruined at Big Fatty Online, and the subject is going to be fat. Hi. And we're just going to see if it goes through and see if I get it. Big Fatty didn't get it. So I don't know what that's all about. But, y'all, there may be a problem with the e-letters. If you've been sending me e-letters, I guess I'll need to go over. How do I check that? Big Fatty, we don't know. Maybe I can go to the gmail.com. Big Fatty, that's a lovely idea. gmail.com. And let's see if that'll do something. Big Fatty. It says, do you want to trust this website? Yes, Big Fatty, go ahead and trust it. Y'all, there'll probably be 100 e-letters in here. There's nothing there. Poor Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I don't know what's going on with the e-letters. So if you've been sending me e-letters, remember, Big Fatty always responds to an e-letter. So anyway, but y'all, I sent myself one from the coal mine earlier today, and it came through. So I don't know what's going on. So just be patient. I'm sure it's probably just the full moon. Big Fatty, maybe it's the blood moon. It could be. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that little Ozzy Battler, and y'all, you know, it's the fall months there in the future, and y'all, it's supposed to be spring going on summer here, and although y'all, it's supposed to turn cold later today, right, Scotty?
Hot and uncomfortable.
Oh, no, it's going to be chilly, chilly willy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.